We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so we've got a new TV show coming out that dominated our Twitter timeline for about 15 minutes there, where like every tweet was announcing that Netflix is coming out with a new behind-the-scenes sports documentary.
Are you sure about this? Is this on the Twitter feed?
It really is.
Huh. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't.
And there it is, and there it is, and there it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, Netflix is coming out with a new TV show called Receiver. Now, last year, there was a show called Quarterback. And I think it was done by Omaha Productions. I think it was a Peyton Manning, one of his deals.
I think you're right.
And it was Kirk Cousins, which is why I referenced the fire pit and the awesome backyard he had on National Backyard Day. Here's saluting one of my favorite backyards I've ever seen. I think it's just perfect setting.
Imagine what's gonna be like in Atlanta now.
Yeah, Atlanta. So what I like, I mean, if you want to know the truth, I like the tall trees, but tall like Atlanta, Georgia pines. That could be pretty sweet there. Yeah. Anyway, it was Cousins. It was Marcus Mariota, and it was what's that one guy's Patrick Mahomes. So we got a lot of Brittany. But it's you know, one of those behind-the-scenes, in-the-home kind of deals. And this year, Amon-Ra's being featured in Receiver. Now, I don't know if they're doing Quarterback again. I think they probably are.
I want to say they tried to do it, but nobody wanted to do it.
I thought Stafford was going to be in the next Quarterback. Like, they announced them, too, maybe. Probably could check that real quick.
Yeah.
They had our time the first time, I think. Or the second time. You're right, Gator. It was one of the... People were shying away.
Yeah, like I think he wanted Goff to do it, and he's like, "Yeah, that's not happening."
Well, I mean, it is an invasion of privacy.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, it's a distraction if you let it be, and if you choose it, like, I just don't want to deal with it. That's fine. I don't begrudge anybody. Now, as a viewer, I found it to be quite entertaining.
It was really entertaining. Yeah. I think.
And it got a little weird with the Mariota situation.
Yeah, because he got benched. Well, here are the receivers. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Justin Jefferson, and Devontae Adams. It was all taped this year.
Well, Kittle's not a receiver. He shouldn't be there.
He does receive the football.
He's a tight end. His teammate's on there. What is he doing there?
Yeah, it's true. They got two.
With all
this
San Fran love, it's nauseating.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson could be interesting. You say it gets a little uncomfortable.
Oh,
his
yeah.
off the field baby mama drama. You think that comes out?
I wasn't even thinking of that. I was just thinking of all the drama with who's his quarterback. He's in a contract year.
Well, this comes out this summer, so it's already been taped, I guess.
Okay, my bad.
Yep.
So
it's okay.
So that will be interesting.
Says it's set to premiere the summer of 2024. So Amon-Ra, Kittle, and Deebo will all be in that NFC title game. I'm sure there'll be a lot of behind the scenes stuff like that. If you like sports, I find almost all these documentaries to be good. It's how I got into Formula One racing. And I don't know if there's a lot of people out there like me. I had no knowledge, none whatsoever. And because of the Netflix documentary, Drive to Survive, I now follow Formula One racing. That's where my interest started, was watching the documentary. It was really cool. And now I know way more than I ever imagined about Formula One racing, which you find amusing.
I do find it amusing, but I get it. I mean, that's, you get into something, some TV show, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, like, I'm totally into zombie hunting now. Kidding. Which, by the way, I've not watched one episode yet of the latest Walking Dead, which now is Rick and Michonne.
Oh, really? Rick's back?
I've recorded them, and I haven't watched a single one. There's like four episodes or five episodes in. Haven't watched them yet. The Daryl Dixon ones, I have them all. I've recorded them all. Haven't watched a single one of them. I think I'm done with it. I think I'm finally done.
Wow.
What happened to you, man? You changed, bro.
Wow. Listen,
I'm not sure it's him that changed.
Yeah, when you guys had a problem with Glenn surviving underneath the dumpster.
Well, that was an eye roll moment that where they started. They lost me with the Negan storyline. It seemed never ending, and they had a million chances. They're standing there with guns, talking to him, just shoot the MF-er, and they never did. And I was like, okay, this is getting stupid.
Yeah, well, when Rick is impaled on like a fence after a bridge blows up, he's literally impaled.
Yeah.
And there's like rebar sticking out of him or whatever. Somehow he survives that.
Yeah.
Forget it.
A world with no medical supplies.
Yeah.
Receiver is indeed an Omaha production. And so it's the same group that did quarterback last year is doing receiver. Amon-Ra, man, this is going to be fun. This is another example of, hey, we're relevant, which at some point we might stop pointing out that we are being treated like a real NFL franchise, but it's another example of being treated like a real NFL franchise.
Well, I'm going to enjoy this because of, I think we're all going to enjoy watching our guy perform here, because we saw the season last year. There were moments where he had monster receptions, and if he's mic'd up the whole time, getting his reaction to that.
The one to seal the Rams game?
Yeah,
that's going to be fun.
You know, just the reaction of everything that went on during the season and it was just a magical year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
But, you know, there's a whole Jugs gun thing. When we were out at Allen Park, we did the show, and the place emptied out, and there he is out there with the Jugs gun. Thump, 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 just catching ball after ball after ball.
So it's the two guys in San Fran, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and who's the other one? I don't know if they'll be able to find another tweet that'll let us know who else is involved with this. Oh, wait, here's one. Davante Adams.
Yeah. Are they going to show that sweet Taco Bell at his house?
That's awesome.
Dude, because I'll watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just wake up.
Get the nacho fries.
Yeah, oh, whatever.
Advertising's working.
Yeah.
What advertising? What? Like there and there, and we had a new window. And
if you haven't seen the TV commercials, the line of commercials, he's...
It's pretty good.
Puts a Taco Bell in his house.
It's part of his deal.
It's not a bad deal. Taco Bell. I mean, in a pinch, Taco Bell, right?
Doug, let me talk to Doug real quick, Gator. If Gator had a Taco Bell at his house,
yep.
How many times do you think he would eat there a day or a week? Let's go with a week. How many times in a week would Gator eat at that Taco Bell or get something from the Taco Bell in his house?
30.
Keep in mind that
over four times a day,
I get Taco Bell like once every 2 months.
That's because you gotta leave your house. This is
right.
There.
I'm just trying to put it in perspective. So once every 2 months, let's say you get Taco Bell. Let's go 10 times a year.
But you don't have one in your house.
No,
that's Mega Millions winnings. That's on our list of questions.
Now
later
is that
today.
Somebody else just making my order too, Kang? Is that like I wake up in the morning?
Yeah, that guy works there. The guy puts the advertisements.
Dude,
on it. Yeah.
I works there, man.
Yep, look at you know.
What good's a Taco Bell? Who's opening a Taco Bell without an employee?
It's breakfast burrito every day.
Right.
It's, you know, three times a week.
I just noticed something.
Mexican pizza.
Do you have the receiver, the graphic up? Like, I know what you do?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same one I'm looking at. Okay. Look at the George Kittle. Does it have all six like movie posters on the same graphic?
Yeah.
Look at the George Kittle.
Yeah.
And notice where it says receiver. What does it have after it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
An asterisk.
Look at the rest of them.
Yeah, well, the rest of them are actually receivers. George Kittle's a tight end.
Do you think they put the asterisk there because it's he's a tight end?
Yep. I do.
Interesting.
Now, here's the other thing. Do you think that they went into this saying, let's get Kittle and Debo, or do you think that one of them just became so prominently displayed, like you kept picking up stuff, they're like, all right, let's just mic him up too. Good God, he doesn't shut up.
Maybe. It's quite possible. It does seem awfully weird that they got two guys on the same team.
Yeah, and it's funny because one is a tight end, and the other, a lot of people don't even consider a receiver in Debo.
I'm going to guess this started with four guys, Devontae, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra, and Debo, and they were like, you know, this Kittle guy's quite a character, and we can mic him up too.
You know, the poster shows something also among these receivers and tight end. There's that you hear when you're taught to catch a football. Do you catch it with your hands or your eyes? You look at all five of these pictures.
Yeah,
they catch with their eyes. Look at all of their eyes in these posters, if you will. I mean, just staring at the ball as it's coming in.
Well, I must have a different poster because Amon-Ra and Devontae Adams have the face shields where you can't see their eyes. I can't
see
their
head.
Debo's
their head is centered on the football, though. The other ones you can clearly see they're looking at it.
Oh, okay. Well,
catch the ball with your eyes.
So the other thing about Kittle is, was it his wife that did all the coats, the custom made coats? She put those jackets together out of
It was the guy that Gator hates, the fallback.
Oh, right.
I kind of.
My bad.
You suck.
You suck.
Yeah, Gator can't stand that guy.
He's really good.
But if you don't have Netflix, it's more than just Tyson, Jake Paul to get Netflix now. Receiver coming out.
Did you see day two video of Tyson hitting Mitts Kang?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pulling so hard for him. You don't have no idea. Like, we're all on the same page. We want him to win.
He's like, it's day two. And then he goes ahead and just starts hitting the mitts.
Was that your Tyson?
I'm not going to do it, Mike Tyson. You might hear it. I could be in trouble.
All right, straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.